Funding healthcare coverage in Alaska's school districts is expensive, but a new bill is attempting to reduce those costs. House Bill 156 would allow municipalities, University of Alaska employees, and school districts to opt in to the state's healthcare program. It may help districts like the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District get a leg up when negotiating healthcare premiums. However, as KBBI's Renee Gross reports, not everyone is jumping on board with the idea.
Tell me everything you know now, I said.
Intensive needs teacher Winter Marshall Allen is reading a book to a student at Homer High School.
Do you have any idea what that means? What does it mean?
Marshall Allen is passionate about her work, but outside the classroom, she's struggling to pay for health care coverage. Marshall Allen and her family are on the school's high deductible plan. She's required to pay $3,000 before insurance kicks in.
Now my problem is I slipped and fell in my own home and hit my head, got a concussion, and incurred an emergency room bill. And now I'm having a hard time meeting my premiums in order to have the insurance kick in to pay the rest of the bills, you know, that I've acquired from that incident.
She's one of the many district teachers and staff who are demanding better coverage. Marshall Allen is also on the executive board for the teachers' union and was part of a vote to strike next fall over rising health care costs.
I see what has been brought to the table, and I know that we are working hard on our end to try and provide solutions, and I really just don't feel that the district is really helping to meet that need.
But it's hard for the district to meet the union's demands. Dave Jones is the assistant superintendent for the school district. He says the bottom line is that Alaska school districts pay some of the highest health care costs in the nation.
And every year, those costs are increased by 7% to 9%. The problem is every year the school districts do not get additional revenue to pay for that.
Homer Representative Sarah Vance is trying to reduce health care costs for districts and municipalities. She's sponsoring a bill that would allow them to opt into the state's health insurance pool. Jones says that could give districts more leverage with providers. On the Kenai Peninsula, healthcare accounts for roughly 17% of the district's FY 2020 expenditures.
And the idea behind a larger pool is that's when we then have the ability to go to the doctors and say, if you want to serve the people in this pool, this is what we're willing to pay. We won't pay any more.
Jones supports the measure, but he worries about making participation voluntary. He says larger school districts may not have incentives to join the group. Vance understands the concern.
But when we mandate something, especially in healthcare, that causes more caution with people where they feel pushed that things are happening to them. And I don't want that.
About a handful of states have implemented similar systems like the one Vance is suggesting, though they vary widely. And this isn't the first time the idea has been floated. A 2017 feasibility study found that creating a bigger healthcare pool could save the state roughly $200 million a year. For school districts, more state and local funding could be freed up for the classroom. Still, other school districts say it's too early to say if they will participate if the bill moves forward. The teachers' union on the Kenai Peninsula has not yet taken a position on the bill, but its president expressed concern about districts relinquishing control over healthcare negotiations to the state. Vance says that the state's Department of Administration oversees the healthcare program.
Everyone is able to communicate with the Department of Administration on the health coverage just like they would under their school plan.
Back at Homer High School, Marshall Allen says as an employee, she's worried how the bill could affect her coverage, which currently is still being negotiated by the teachers' union and the district. Still, she says if the move could reduce the cost of her monthly premium, it may prevent her from having to look for a new job.
And I know that my expertise as a teacher and in the field that I work at is definitely needed, and I shouldn't have to take my talent and my ability and my passion and have to look in the private sector in order to be meeting my needs of myself and my family.
The district and union have until the fall to hammer out a deal over health care. If they don't, teachers like Marshall Allen plan to strike. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.